But first, we thought we would check in on the world of sports memorabilia. Joining us now in studio is our sports memorabilia expert, Shorty DeFazio. He has a store in the Northeast.
What are you
Shorty?
Doing? Hey.
How's it going?
I have a store up there in the Northeast where I sell, you know, bric-a-bracs, whatnots, and, of course, some sports memorabilia. It's unusual.
Yeah,
that's the name of my store. Hey, it's an unusual item.
And do you have a website or anything you want to plug or...
What's website?
That's okay.
He's not online. He's not online. He's old school.
Don't worry about it.
Old Shorty.
Hey, so I brought in some of the stuff here.
Okay,
what do you got? Up here.
We want to know what's hot these days.
All right, I got a lot of the Madonna items that would have been in that big auction.
Madonna?
You heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bought them directly from the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows the pop star Madonna.
The pop star Madonna.
Yeah, the pop star Madonna. Here are the actual sheets from the consummation bed of Madonna and Dennis Rodman.
Wow.
$2,500.
Who would want those?
It comes with its own plush biohazard bag.
Oh, gosh.
You need one of those.
$2,500. Look at this. I know you guys are into sports and stuff
like that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Jeff Bannister. Everybody loves the Banny Roost.
That's right.
Jeff Bannister's last hair that he pulled out of the top of his head because his team drives him crazy, right? What?
Nothing. I was just
kind of made a weird sound.
No,
there.
I was playing along with. I think you're funny.
Yeah, but all of a sudden it's a big whoa from you. You know, I'm on your show to help you. All right, that's $25, that banner. Okay,
that's all.
Yeah. It's authenticated by David Hulse and Maureen McCormick. Okay,
wow.
So it's very official.
Very odd.
Okay. Now everybody knows that Alonzo Ball's been like wearing Nike and Adidas and Under Armour shoes and whatnot.
Yeah.
I have right here, look at these. This is the only pair of Florsheim high tops he's worn all summer. Okay. $50.
$50.
That's it. $500.
Yeah, hardly worn.
I think he charges $500 for the big ballers.
What? Once again, something you did was weird.
What?
I thought Florsheim only made dress shoes. That's really weird.
Yeah, well, that's high top dress shoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I know you guys are into sports still from the earlier time that I mentioned it,
right?
Well, you know, O.J. Simpson may be getting paroled tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what we hear.
So I decided I'm going to sell my remaining O.J. Simpson collection. I've sold out of everything except this because this thing wasn't that important. So it's, you know, just a little item from O.J.'s house. But it's O.J. Simpson's Shinsu knife collection, and it's an incomplete set. There's one missing. I don't know where it is and everything. So I'm letting that go for $2.
No. I'll take that.
$2
for
$2. Yeah. If it was complete, it'd be worth something. And look at this here. A lot of people around here are Cowboy fans.
Oh, yes.
We
Cowboy
know.
Country.
Well, here is the actual boxing gloves that Zeke Elliott was wearing when he went off on that DJ at Clutch last week. And these are going for $4,000.
Wow.
Whoa.
Because that story seems to be hot right now.
Yes.
It wasn't hot a few weeks ago, but
hot.
Now it's hot. And then I have this from the incident. The actual satchel that once contained the $1 million that Jerry paid DJ Hot Dog to keep quiet.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's his name
or not. Yeah, and look at this. We've dusted it for prints. All these prints you see lit up right here, Stephen Jones. Positive identification.
He was the bag man.
Stephen Jones. He was the bag man. $500 for this.
That's quite incriminating.
Speaking of Jerry Jones.
Okay.
I got a Jerry Jones replica Hall of Fame jacket here.
Wow.
And you see this?
Look at that.
It's got a Velcro patch set. So you can either be a member of the NFL Hall of Fame, or look, if you put this patch on, now you're on the ABC sports crew. All right, you take that one off. You put this one on. Look at that. You can sell for Century 21.
Century 21!
That's right. They all use the gold.
What, George?
What?
You just yelled, and it wasn't your voice.
I'm trying to be enthusiastic about your items.
Yeah, and then finally, look at this, gentlemen. I know you're going to like this.
What is that? Oh, look at that.
Oh, boy.
Madonna's panties from the early 80s, $1,000. Madonna's panties from last week, $1.
Oh!
Hey!
Back them around!
What?
Thank you, Shorty.
See you guys later!
Okay, we'll see you. There he goes, Shorty DeFazio. It's 8:48 on the ticket.
Sounded like
next,
he farted on the way out.
It did.